Good morning. It's Friday the 9th of December. I'm Claire Johnston and you're listening to The Courier Daily. Today for our Friday news review, I'll be joined as usual by Live News team leader Brian Copeland as we discuss why a show scheduled to take place at the Dundee Contemporary Arts Centre and hosted by a drag queen had to be cancelled due to online abuse and intimidation. More on that and some of the other biggest local stories of the week coming up shortly. This Christmas, never miss an important story affecting our communities. Join us this festive season and become a subscriber today because local matters. Visit thecourier.co.uk/subscribe. Now, when a performer was forced to cancel their performance at the DCA due to the level of online abuse about their show, Drag Queen Storytime, it prompted a great deal of debate locally. Here, with more on that story and some of the other biggest talking points of the week, is Live News team leader Brian Copeland. Brian, what was the idea behind the show that was cancelled and what's the reaction been locally?
Yeah, so Drag Queen Storytime was due to take place at Dundee Contemporary Arts on Saturday. It was featuring Miss Peaches, who's a drag queen, and it's part of the venue's Transcendent season, which is celebrating those exploring gender issues. And it simply involved the drag queen reading a book to children. Similar events have been held in the past at other venues like libraries. The DCA posted on social media on Saturday to say the show had been cancelled. Now, that was due to the performer and employees at DCA receiving abusive and threatening messages. Miss Peaches was reportedly made to feel unsafe. The performer herself said she'd been made out by some people to be a danger to children. Now, the abuse was reported to police. No criminality was found. Obviously, gender issues have been a big topic in Scotland, so reaction to this has been mixed. There has been lots of support from Miss Peaches and DCA in the stance that they took. The abuse has been described as disgusting by the chair of Dundee Pride. Others have said they stand by their right to make their feelings known about events involving children, so perhaps not the last that we'll have heard of this one.
And has the DCA itself said anything more about the cancellation of the show?
Well, DCA simply said that the behaviour was attributed to a small number of people online. Those people haven't been named, but we believe that messages were sent to the performer and to some staff. The venue says it refused to be intimidated by the behaviour, and that's why it called the event off for the safety of the performer. But it does plan to reschedule the event in the near future. The venue has also made a donation to LGBT Youth Scotland.
Okay, well, moving on to another major talking point this week. It's a worrying time for parents of young children with the rise of Strep A infections and a number of deaths unfortunately reported in England. What's the advice for parents locally?
Well, we've really had a lack of detailed information at a local level so far. Neither NHS Tayside nor NHS Fife have officially confirmed case numbers, though we have heard reports of some in the region, and parents are obviously concerned. Now, the advice from Public Health Scotland is that the bacteria causing scarlet fever and related infections like Strep A is usually found in the throat and skin. So the advice is to encourage children to wash their hands regularly and cover their mouths and noses with a tissue when they cough and sneeze. And anyone showing signs of scarlet fever should seek medical advice, as normally it can be treated with antibiotics.
Okay, thanks, Brian. And finally, we can't ignore the very cold weather we've been experiencing lately. Is it forecast to last in our regions? And could that mean a white Christmas?
Well, yeah, we have seen some snow already across parts of Tayside and Fife this week. And overnight, it's been feeling particularly cold, around -5 or 6. We're being told this cold snap is set to continue, certainly into next week, with lots of dry but very cold weather. And there's a yellow warning for snow and ice across the weekend, and that includes places like Dundee, Perth and most of Fife, as well as Angus and Perthshire. In terms of Christmas, it's still quite hard to tell at this stage. Early Met Office predictions are saying colder and more unsettled conditions, including wintry showers, could continue as we head towards the big day, but they are expecting a return to closer to average temperatures towards the end of this month. So we're not quite ready to predict a white Christmas just yet.
Okay, well, thanks, Brian. And we will keep an eye out on the Courier website for weather updates. Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back on Monday for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier, Local matters.